Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will discuss the impact that the Scots had on the new countries that they moved to. Hundreds of thousands of Scots moved overseas in the 1800s and 1900s to various different countries. With such a large number of people moving, it's no surprise to say that they had a major impact on these different locations. The Scots received a merry mixed welcome when they went abroad. Many wanted them there. The colonial governments of places such as Canada and Australia had actively recruited many Scots to encourage them to go there. They had done so by offering to pay their fares or giving them free or cheap land. The Scots were also welcomed by family and friends that they had that already lived in these new countries. However, there were other people opposed, the natives who had already lived there. Native Americans in North America or Aborigines in Australia were particularly angry at the new arrivals, not only from Scotland but other European countries. Often they took land from native people, including taking over sacred sites for farmland. This led to a huge level of resentment. Indeed, to this day, there are legal challenges from natives in these countries against many of the people who settled there and took their land. The Scots, however, were successful in their new homes for a variety of reasons. The Scots had a reputation as being hard workers, and so were often hired by employers. In addition, at this point, Scotland had a good level of basic education. Even poor Scots could read and write to a decent standard. And the fact that Scots spoke English also helped them make their way in the British Empire countries as well. Many Scots, however, were skilled. It was not simply the poorest that moved. They took these skills with them, making it easy to find new jobs. This included a large number of professional people, such as doctors, lawyers, teachers, and accountants. Other Scots had skills such as farming, and they used these in their new homes. Many farms in Australia and New Zealand reared sheep, which were sold back to Britain, ironically hurting Scottish sheep farmers. This was especially ironic if the Scots who had left Scotland had done so because of the Highland clearances when they were forced off their land to make way for sheep. Other Scots were involved in mining, and they used the skills they had learned in their homeland. They would work in coal and copper mining, and in particular, many were interested in gold mining. Large numbers of Scots travelled to South Africa and also California in the USA, in the hope of finding gold and striking it rich. The Scots that moved elsewhere didn't forget their homeland. One way that they continued to remember Scotland was by naming new places after their old country. There are various examples of Edinburgh's, Glasgow's, Ayr's and Dundee's to be found right across the planet. Often it's names we might not recognise. Dunedin in New Zealand is based on the Gaelic name for Edinburgh. Other Scots continued celebrating their heritage. This would do things such as holding Highland games, going to Burn societies, and playing the bagpipes. Others told stories about life in Scotland. The Burns Nights in particular were particularly relevant at promoting not only the writer, but this event right around the world, and it's still a major event today. Many Americans continue to celebrate these links during Tartan Day. Religion also helped to keep the Scots in touch with their roots. Presbyterian churches were set up in a variety of different new countries around the world, most notably in locations such as Canada, New Zealand and Australia. The Scots also set up schools and universities in their new home, such as Otago University in New Zealand. It tended to be the Scots that moved overseas who most celebrated their homelands. The Scots who moved to England did this less and less. Many Scots married English people and instead became that part of that culture instead.